Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi is holding in chapter 4 of Yevamot, Mishnah 9, Shomeret Yavam. A woman was awaiting Yibum from the surviving brothers of her deceased husband, Shekidesh Achiv et Achota. And then one of the brothers, one of the younger brothers in this case, married her sister. Now, Kidesh is the first stage of marriage, Kiddushin. They didn't go to Chuppah yet, they're not living in the same house yet, but they are man and wife. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Amru. So they said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Omrim lo, we tell this young man, Hamten, wait, od sheyaseh achicha hagadol maseh. Wait until your older brother does an action for the widow, the Shomeret Yavam. Because right now, there's a situation of zika, of an obligation that all of the brothers have towards the Shomeres Yavam, the widow waiting for Yibim or Chalitza. And through this Zika bond of obligation, this brother who's done Kedushin, if he goes ahead and fully marries this woman, he's just been Mekadesh, then he's running into Achot Zikukato, the sister of a woman bound to him in Zika, which on a rabbinical level is a little bit like a wife's sister. So Mishnah goes on, Cholitz lo Achiv, his older brother does Chalitza, o Knossa, or marries her in Yibim, Yichnos et Ishto. Then the little brother should go ahead and go to Chuppah and fully marry the sister of this woman that he was already Mekodesh. Meta HaYavama, if the widow waiting for Yibum passes away before the Yibum, Yichnos et Ishto. He could go ahead, the younger brother, and fully marry his wife. If the Yavama is gone, there's no Zika anymore. Met Yavam, but what if his older brother dies? Now he has a problem. Now the older brother who he thought was going to do Yibum or Chalitza is out of the picture. So now the younger brother, and there are no other surviving brothers, he's married with Kedushin to the sister, but he has a biblical obligation to do Yibum or Chalitza on the other sister. So he's stuck. Yotziat Ishto Beget, he has to divorce the original wife he did Kedushin with using a get, the Eshet Achiv, and the widow of his brother, Be Chalitza, using Chalitza. He cannot marry her because, after all, he was married to her sister. On to Mishnah Yud, Hayavama, a woman waiting for Yibum, lo tachlots, cannot do chalitza, v'lo tityabem, or Yibum, ad sheyesh lo shlosha chodashim, until the waiting period of 3 months has elapsed. That way we know she was not pregnant from the first husband. After all, if she is pregnant with a viable offspring, as we mentioned, there's never a mitzvah of Yibum or a need for chalitza. V'chein, and also, kol sharnashim, all other women as well, who had their marriage end in any way, lo yit arsu, they should not go through erusin, which is the same as kedushin, the first stage of Jewish marriage, v'lo yit nosu, or nisuin, which is chuppah, the second stage, certainly they can't do, ad shiyu lahem shlosha chodoshim, until they have a 3 month waiting period to find out if they were pregnant from the first husband. Echad betulot, whether they were virgins, echad beulot, had been married previously, echad grushot, whether they were divorced, echad omanot, or they were widowed, echad nesuot, whether they were fully married, echad arusot, or they were merely had the first stage of marriage, kiddushin. The Gemara explains we even add situations where the husband might have been out of town, overseas, in jail, in the hospital, or the like, God forbid, and really it seems very unlikely that we still have a waiting period for in any case of a marriage ending, just to have a universal standard. Rabbi Yehuda qualifies this law. He says, "Hanesuot yitzarsu." The women who were fully married, who had gone through chuppah and were living with their husband, they could then have erusin, kedushin, the first stage of marriage when they're not yet living together. Arusot yinasu, and vice versa. Those who merely had kedushin and weren't living with their husband, they could go ahead and get married. Chutz min arusot should be Yehuda, except for the women who had erusin, again, kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, in Yehuda. Why? Mipnei, because shalibo gos ba, that his heart was familiar with her. Now, this does not mean what happens in the province of Yehuda stays in Yehuda. This actually refers to a custom that was a response to persecution from the Greeks, and later the Romans did the same thing, where the invading government decreed that on the wedding night, a Jewish girl had to be abducted and forcibly live with the Greek or Roman officer. There are actually some ancient sources that say the War of the Maccabees, of Hanukkah, began when the Greeks came to abduct one such woman from her wedding, and there was resistance. So the custom in Yehuda became to allow a young man and woman, after Kiddushin, to be alone together. Not that they were encouraging something intimate to happen, but in order, Shalibo Gospa, that the man and woman would be familiar with each other, would love each other, so that when she was abducted, God forbid, if she was abducted by the Greek or the Roman, she would have no attraction or willingness to go along with that horrible persecution. And this unfortunate custom, you know, in response to persecution and abuse, it's discussed in the Gemara and Ketuvot, Daf Yud Beis, and also the Yerushalmi in Ketuvot, chapter 1, Mishnah 5, says that the Romans especially wanted to persecute the Judeans because they had a tradition that Esav, their ancestor, was killed by Judah, by Yehuda, the son of Yaakov. Which is interesting because Jewish sources say that Hushim, the deaf son of Dan, actually killed Esav. The tradition is that the 12 tribes and the whole entourage from Egypt went to bury Yaakov, Jacob, our father, and then Esav came to contest his claim to be buried in Mata Machpelah, in Hebron, which we learn about in this week's Torah reading, Chayei Sarah. So Esav was advancing all sorts of arguments and legal claims that he had the right to be buried there instead of Yaakov. They sent Naphtali down to get the deed back in Egypt. And Hushim, who's deaf, can't hear all of Esav's complaints. He only sees that they're not able to bury Yaakov Avinu because Esav's being a complete jerk about it. And he really knocks his head off. So sometimes somebody who's deaf can really hear what's truly going on better than anyone who's fully able to, you know, should be fully able to understand. Anyway, that's another story for another time. The Mishnah here concludes. Rabbi Yossi adds to this waiting period issue, Kol Hanoshim Yitarsu, any woman whose marriage ended, she could go ahead and have Erusin. Again, that's the first stage, that's Kiddushin. Chutzmin Almana, but not a widow, Mibnea Ebel, because she's mourning for her first husband. Yashar Koach and Zay Gesund.